This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Microsoft is in advanced talks to buy the U.S. operations of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has been a source of national security and censorship concerns. The potential deal would be a victory for both companies, making Microsoft a major player in the social media arena and providing relief to TikTok and its parent company. This comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said he would take action to ban TikTok in the United States. The vote to renominate President Trump is set to be conducted in private later this month without members of the news media present. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention cites the coronavirus for restricting press coverage from the August 24th vote in Charlotte, North Carolina. The decision marks a significant change for the convention, which historically has worked to draw media attention to spread party messaging to the public. The UN Health Agency is warning the coronavirus pandemic will be lengthy and could lead to response fatigue. 6 months after the World Health Organization declared a global emergency, the coronavirus has killed more than 685,000 people and infected more than 17.8 million. The WHO says the effects of the pandemic will be felt for decades to come. A state of disaster was declared in Australia's state of Victoria on Sunday, with the local government implementing a night curfew as part of its harshest movement on restrictions to date to contain the coronavirus. On Sunday, China and South Korea reported more infections, but spikes in both countries appear to be tailing off. This is VOA News.